through a soul. Broken hearted and alone, in the bitter winter's cold. Jumped on a boxcar, rolling down the track. Leaving all my troubles, ain't never coming back, yeah, yeah. Choo-choo train, take me far away.
Take me away
through the snowstorm. Find a brighter day,
brighter day.
Boxcar rolling, packing in the night. Homeboy slamming, I'm gonna be alright. Yeah, I'm gonna be alright.
The whole affair should have ended when I got off the bus. I should have returned to my normal life. I had a moderately well-paying job, a great girlfriend, Terry, and a very playful golden retriever, Roger Dodger. Really, I had a pretty comfortable life. Sure, I griped about some things. Okay, a lot of things. But overall, my life was pretty good. I should have been satisfied. Nonetheless, after meeting David Wayne Kirkby, I found that I was having sleepless nights worrying about him. Why had he ridden over the Rocky Mountains? What was he doing in Tennessee? Why did he treat his guitar with such special respect? And most frequently, what drove him to ride his bicycle up such a dangerous highway? He was meeting some musician friends. Who were they? Why did he have to get there?
I saddle up my old bike, guitar strapped to my back, pedaling through the Rockies, snow coming in fast. With every turn of the wheel, I feel alive and free, chasing melodies, writing songs for all to see. I'm an itinerant musician, on the road I'll always be, through the mountains, peaks and valleys, my songs will set me free. Pedaling through the Rockies, I'm racing the snow, playing my guitar by the fire, watching the embers glow. Ooh, yeah. I saddle up my old bike, guitar strapped to my back, fiddling through the Rockies, snow coming in fast. With every turn of the wheel, I feel alive and free, chasing melodies, writing songs for all to see. I'm an itinerant musician, on the road I'll always be, through the mountains, peaks and valleys, my songs will set me free. Pedaling through the Rockies, I'm racing the snow, playing my guitar by the fire, watching the embers glow. Ooh, yeah. On our kid with red headset, on the road how we speed, through the mountain peaks and valleys, my songs will set me free. Pedaling through the Rockies, I'm racing the snow, playing my guitar by fire, watching the embers glow. Ooh, yeah. I saddle up my old bike, guitar strapped to my back, pedaling through the Rockies, snow coming in fast. With every turn of the wheel, I feel alive and free, chasing melodies, writing songs for all to see. I'm an itinerant musician, on the road
I'm... Night Rider up to Truckee. An original story from Appaloosa Radio, Chapter 2. News article. 2 days later, I was reading a local newspaper when a small news item caught my attention. Transient killed riding bicycle at night on Interstate 80. Not much more. The driver of the pickup was not at fault, said the California Highway Patrol spokesperson. The bicycle had swerved unexpectedly into oncoming traffic. The article did give a name, David Wayne Kirkby, and said that the transient carried an expired driver's license from Tennessee. The whole affair should have ended there. I should have returned to my normal life. I had a moderately well-paying job, a great girlfriend Terry, and a very playful golden retriever, Roger Dodger. Really, I had a pretty comfortable life. Sure, I griped about some things. Okay, a lot of things. But overall, my life was pretty good. I should have been satisfied. Nonetheless, after meeting David Wayne Kirkby, I found that I was having sleepless nights worrying about him. Why had he ridden over the Rocky Mountains? What was he doing in Tennessee? Why did he treat his guitar with such special respect? And, most frequently, what drove him to ride his bicycle up such a dangerous highway? He was meeting some musician friends. Who were they? Why did he have to get there? Mr. Hawaiian Shirt was right. It was suicidal to ride a bicycle up Interstate 80 in the dark. David Wayne. Kirkby was stupid to attempt such a ride. He had been warned, but as he himself had said, there was no dissuading him. He always did only what he wanted to, for reasons that I still do not understand. I wanted to know more about this David Wayne Kirkby. So, I called my friend Stan, the private detective. Stan had been a mortician before his career as a private eye. He used to answer his phone with things like, "You stab 'em, we slab them." However, now he answers his phone much more professionally since his primary income comes from investigating accident and casualty cases for several of the shyster lawyers who advertise all the time on TV. "Stan, there is somebody I'd like you to look up." "Is there any money in it?" "No. He was a transient who just got killed trying to ride his bike at night up to Truckee." "So, you're going after the driver?" "Probably pure negligence. Fell asleep at the wheel and swerved into the poor, helpless bum. Every bum needs an advocate. I am not pursuing a case. I can't see a way that anyone can make money off this. So, you want me to do some legwork, but it won't generate one dime. Why? I am just interested in knowing about him. He was on the bus with me the day before he died." "Okay," he sighed. "What are the particulars?" Stan did some searching, and a few days later, he called back with what he had found. "Your David Wayne Kirkby was 39 years old, born and raised in Kansas City, Missouri. Back in 1994, he was arrested in Colorado Springs for transporting drugs, and he served 7 years in various medium-security federal prisons." Stan continued, "I found his parents. Both are still living. They are retired school teachers who have lived in the same house for 45 years. They said that Davey was an outstanding high school athlete, who was also an accomplished musician. They said he could play every instrument in the band, and had, even for a while, sang in a local opera company. At 19, he dropped out of college and decided to make a career in country music. He worked first in Branson as a backup musician, and then went to Nashville. His parents did not know how he ended up transporting drugs. Nevertheless, they were in court for the whole trial, and they often visited their son while he was in prison. They did not know that he had recently been in California and could not understand why he felt a need to get to Truckee. No one they knew lived there. Now are you satisfied?" "Unfortunately, I was not satisfied. I still wanted to know more about this guy." Stan was emphatically negative. You're bloomin' crazy. Well, good luck. Maybe your ghost friend will come back and talk to you. I hope not. He had already done that once.
I hope not. He had already done that once.
I saddle up my old bike. Guitar strapped to my back. Pedaling through the Rockies. Snow coming in fast. With every turn of the wheel, I feel alive and free. Chasing melodies, writing songs for all to see. I'm an itinerant musician. On the road I'll always be. Through the mountains, peaks and valleys, my songs will set me free. Pedaling through the Rockies, I'm racing the snow. Playing my guitar by the fire, watching the embers glow. Yeah. I saddle up my old bike, guitar strapped to my back, pedaling through the Rockies. Snow coming in fast, with every turn of the wheel, I feel alive and free. Chasing melodies, writing songs for all to see. I'm an itinerant musician. On the road I'll always be. Through the mountains, peaks and valleys, my songs will set me free. Pedaling through the Rockies, I'm racing the snow. Playing my guitar by the fire, watching the embers glow. On our kid fluid hashing, on the road how we speed. Through the mountain peaks and valleys, my songs will set me free. Pedaling through the Rockies, I'm racing the snow. Playing my guitar by fire, watching the embers glow. Saddle up my old bike, guitar strapped to my back, pedaling through the Rockies. Snow coming in fast, with every turn of the wheel, I feel alive and free. Chasing melodies, writing songs for all to see. I'm an itinerant.